So now you're here, the Paper Kites. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
2 days ago you were in Munich and today it's Erlangen. Is it like a cultural shock for you? Because a big city and now the small Franconian one.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely driving in. It was very different from Munich. It's very beautiful and very green, especially compared to Australia. So yeah, it was really lovely driving.
Yeah, I saw a lot of horses.
So in Munich, did you make it to the Oktoberfest?
We did. We went last night, actually, and it was such a fun night.
Yeah, yeah. We just stopped in at Oktoberfest for a little while. We actually had dinner at the Hofbräuhaus. Which we know is a very sort of cliche tourist thing to do.
But we are tourists.
But so. Yeah, it's something that I think particularly the guys, a lot of them have always, you know, wanted to go there. So we went and had dinner and a beer and then we dropped in on Oktoberfest. Not for very long. We just sort of wanted to be able to see what it was like. So
it
was
so
amazing.
Fresh.
Yeah.
You look so fresh for making a night at
Oktoberfest. It was great. And we don't have Steins in Australia. So that's the biggest beer I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
Then we prost everyone and I broke a glass.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, felt really bad.
You do a lot of interviews because you're on tour this year, like the whole year. What is the most annoying question you get?
Does the band name mean or how did you come up with the name and what does it mean? And it's always a funny question because it doesn't really mean anything.
There's no story.
There's no sort of cool story about why we thought the Paper Kites would be a good name. So it's not very exciting.
Mm. So, Sam, there are two Sams in your band.
Yes.
What is there something or some moments where it just says, okay, Sam, and then the other one says, yes, no, I didn't mean you, I mean the other one. Does this lead to confusion?
It doesn't really happen because the other Sam, his last name is Rasmussen, and we just call him Raz. So he doesn't really get Sam. Technically, I'm the only Sam in the band.
All right.
Okay. You've been friends since high school. Does it get annoying sometimes? Do you get on each other's nerves or something like that?
That's a good question. I think it's probably the same as with any sort of friendship group or workplace. Most of the time we love being on tour together and we love playing together, and I think everybody has their days, you know, when you don't feel like sitting in the van with everybody and maybe you just would prefer to be by yourself in your hotel room I think generally we all get along really well and we love playing music and working together, but the same as anything, obviously some days you feel tired and grumpy and you just get over it, so
okay, I mean that's normal. So let's talk about your new album. It has a kind of concept. I heard that you write all the songs between midnight and 4 a.m How did you get to that idea?
It was just something that really appealed to me. I heard about it through a friend of mine who also writes, and he said he'd seen an interview with some other writers saying that they thought that was the best time of night to write. And I thought, oh, that sounds really interesting. I might try that and see if I can do it. So I did it for maybe 2 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of songs in the end. I think we had about 30 songs. And I showed them to everyone else in the band and we kind of cut down the album from that. So, yeah, I really loved kind of writing like that. I think it's very romantic time of night, you know, especially when you're by yourself, just kind of writing. Yeah.
Yes, you heard that in the songs.
What were your first thoughts about, like, when you listened to the demo the first time or read the demo? Because you weren't involved in the whole writing process.
Yeah, it's always a bit of a scary sort of feeling because Sam has obviously written all these demos and he has a clear vision in mind of what he wants, or you know, what he would like the album to sound like. And when we're then given the demos and we listen to them, and you try and have an open mind, and but also there's always certain songs that jump out at you as, oh, that's, you know, that's really good, or that, yeah, that would sound really great on an album for us, or other songs that maybe are a lot very different for us or for the sound of the Paper Kites, for whatever, what it was. So, yeah, it's always scary, but I think it's also really exciting because you're listening to a big chunk of songs and thinking, you know, somewhere in here the album is hidden, and you just kind of, we as a band, we have to shuffle through them and workshop the songs until it kind of, yeah, slowly forms into what the album is now. So it's a long process, but it's definitely rewarding when we get to the end and we, yeah, have the album finished.
So Sam, where are some songs you love to see on the album, but the rest of the band said, oh, no?
Probably half the songs that I wrote I would have liked on the album. But yeah, there are a lot of songs I really loved, and it's kind of bound to happen when you write that many songs by yourself. You get attached to songs, and you try not to, but it just happens because there might be a certain song that really captures how you felt at a particular time, and it only really resonates with you because you're the writer. But then when you show it to everyone else, they may not feel the same way because I guess, you know, they weren't involved in it. So it is hard to kind of have to let go of songs when when the other band members think that it won't work on the album. But I think we all care about making the best album that we can, so I think sometimes I just need to let things go and just let it be what everyone thinks it should be. But then sometimes there's songs like, I know the song Too Late, which is the very last song on the album, a lot of the guys weren't very convinced that that one should be on there, and that was when I sort of said, this one has to be on the album. You know, like, if there was ever a moment I said I really want a song on the album, it was that one. So I'm glad it ended up on there.
You got the like a writing concept for that, writing it between 12 and 4 in the morning. Is there also a concept for the lyrics, or does the lyrics, they don't put it together as a concept?
I think they are kind of related because I like to write based on sort of real things that are happening to me. I find it very hard to write a song about nothing, you know. I think you need to be able to connect with a song. And I think just naturally staying up that time of night, you feel very melancholy, and that's just this kind of music you feel like writing. Like, it is romantic and it is songs of longing and songs about loss and songs about love. And that's just naturally the sort of feelings that come out at that time of night. So I think they are connected, and you can kind of hear it when you listen to the album. Like, there is a little bit of soul in there, as much as Australians aren't necessarily known as soul for soul music. But I feel like more and more it's kind of emerging at the moment, yeah.
12-4 was also recorded in Seattle, not in Melbourne, your hometown, with the great producer Phil Eck. Do you think it has a great influence on your sound, or not really?
I think the whole recording process, we definitely really enjoyed getting away from home and recording, and part of the reason that we wanted to do it somewhere else was we weren't thinking as far away as Seattle. We were just thinking maybe a different state from where we live, but it turned out that we ended up in Seattle, and I think the good thing about that was that we were there just to record. So instead of in Melbourne, you know, sometimes we would be working during the day and then going to the studio at night and recording. We were very focused in Seattle. That was the only thing that we were there to do. So I think that, yeah, I'd like to think that that, you know, helped us with our performances and just with how focused we could be and intentional we could be with the album and how we wanted it to sound. And I think Phil, yeah, I think he really pushed us in, particularly Sam and I, with our vocals. I think he was good at helping us to find our best performance. And, you know, if he thought that you could do it better, he would say, no, do it again. And we would think, oh, I thought that was really good. So, yeah, I think he was really good in that way. And he definitely brought a lot to the album.
Is it like you hated him sometimes because he did push you?
It was exactly like that.
We can't say that on the air.
No, he's a great guy, but we definitely had nights when Sam and I would walk home from the studio because we stayed longer to do the vocals. The rest of the band had gone home, and we would walk home and be feeling, but we'd been there for a long time, we were feeling homesick and tired and, you know, be in a bad mood.
Go home and eat chocolate.
Yeah, go and buy some Australian chocolate and wine and, yeah, make ourselves feel better.
I looked you up and how you do your touring stuff, and you've been to America, you will get back there later this year, you're in Europe and UK. You're like on tour basically all the time. Is there the most useful thing you take with you when you're on tour, or something you say, okay, that has to be with me when I'm on tour?
Yeah, sure. I would say for me personally, it's my Kindle, my electronic reader, because I read lots and lots on tour. So in the van, and mainly just when we're driving, not sort of, you know, at the venue or anything, but sometimes, yeah, you know, at night back at the hotel or in the van, we do lots and lots of driving. So I love reading. I think I would go crazy if I didn't have books with me. So,
and we have a football, like it's a very coveted football that we hold dear. We've even lost it before. We left it in a venue and we drove all the way back to get it because we love it so much. And we invented a game called Spootball. And it's a world famous game. We play it with all the bands we tour with.
Okay.
It's very important. So we could never ever forget our football.
Yeah. It's a good thing to, you know, sometimes we have been in a venue all afternoon and we just need to go outside and get some fresh air and play a game and just blow off some steam. So yeah, it's good.
So it's like fun.
Yeah. Something fun.
We can play after this if you want.
We'll teach you the rules.
Okay, cool.